As a reminder to media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here today. We now welcome onto the call the head coach of the Richmond Spiders, Russ Huseman. Good morning, Coach Huseman.
Hey, Rob.
Good morning. Congratulations to you and your team. A really good 24-17 win at 18th ranked Maine. What impressed you with the way your team played?
Well, I mean, it was a tough one. We knew it'd be tough. We were very fortunate to win that game. We had a couple breaks, a couple things bounced our way. No question about it. I mean, they punt one and it hits off the back of our guy and scoots out of bounds. We fumble the second snap of the game and somehow it hits one of their kids' legs in the line of scrimmage and goes right back to our quarterback who picks it up. Now we got a negative play, but we didn't turn it over. So we had some things where, you know, if the ball doesn't bounce our way, you know, it might be a different game. So we were really fortunate. We hung on for dear life. I don't think we played great defense. Maine did a great job of scheming us up. They were physical, and we hung on, made some plays when we had to. Obviously, the last one that Daniel Jones picked on the 2-yard line was huge. And then offensively, we had a couple big plays, and we made our field goal. They missed two, and that's probably the difference in the game right there.
We talked a few weeks ago when you were 1-3, and you still had a great deal of confidence in your guys. You've now won two in a row in the league. How much momentum do you feel like you've got from that? What's been the key to that turnaround?
Well, I think our kids, we're excited to keep playing. Nobody quit. The Fordham loss was tough, but, you know, there was nobody that was packing it in. They were all bought in. They wanted to win. You know, as I look back at it, you know, we beat a real good Albany team. For them to go and beat Towson at Towson like they did, you know, that was a big win. And I think Maine's going to be really good moving forward here, too. So I think our guys have some confidence that they're good enough to win in this league. And we're winning some games at the end and doing some things at the end of games to help us win a game. So we're excited about it. But we understand that if we don't continue to prepare, continue to work, stay together, that anything can happen. And they're not going to get any easier moving forward.
Got a media question too, if you'll get that for us, Rance.
You have a question from John O'Connor from Richmond Times Dispatch. Your lines are open.
A head coach of a team that didn't commit a penalty in a game previously.
Have I ever been a head coach of a team?
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you, I can't remember. I was actually shocked when they told me that on the radio show right after the game. I had no idea that we went without a penalty. But, I'm sure I've been involved in games where somebody didn't get penalized in the game. But I can't remember. I have no idea.
And what was, you've had some penalty issues this season, earlier this season. What was the key to turning that around? Just staying on them during practice?
Yeah, we had some holding calls offensively that were, were killers for us. And, our guys got to move their feet. Our guys got to be in better position to block people. And when you get yourself in bad position, that's when you get the holding calls. And, I think our offensive line worked hard. We probably got away with some holds this week. You can call holding on just about every play.
At the risk of Rob punching me in the neck, can I jump ahead to Yale? And it just seems like an awfully good Ivy League team, a little different than your garden variety Ivy League team. Would you concur?
I would definitely concur. Been watching film on them all morning here. Excellent football team, really good players, both sides of the ball, well coached. They were picked to win the league. And last year, I think they were 500 team with a lot of injuries, and they beat Maine, I think, 35-14. Maine won our league last year. Mm-hmm. So we don't have any preconceived notions that this is not going to be an excellent football team. You know, we got to prepare and play the best we can play to win.
Hey, if I can follow up, well, what does the head coach do when he's not feeling really great?
Well, I just got some medicine.
I'm grabbing you.
Yeah, I just got a cough and a sore throat. Nothing big, you know. I'm having trouble talking, to be honest with you. But just got some medicine today. They said it'll be good to go in here in a couple days. So I'm one of those guys that just figure it's going to leave itself. But it's been 3 or 4 days. Finally, I told our trainer, I said, can you get the doc to order me something? And I went and picked it up this morning. And hopefully it'll help here in the next day or two.
Appreciate that. Thanks.
Thanks, John.
Russ, back-to-back players of the week defensively for your team. Tyler Dressler with an unbelievable number of tackles, with 20 tackles in the game. Did you know he had that many? And just maybe talk about his ability to be around the ball so much on Saturday.
Well, Tyler's a good player, and you know, he's been playing well for us. I had no idea he had 20 tackles when they told me that afterwards. He didn't realize it either. But both our linebackers were pretty sore after that game. Tyler had 20. I think Tristan Wheeler probably had 13. And Tristan's a freshman. I asked him yesterday, I said, how you feel? He said, oh, I am sore. He said, this is the sorest I've ever been. They banged it up. They had some big guys leaning on them, some big backs hitting on them. And, you know, both those kids played pretty good.
One more on the defensive side, and you touched on it, the big play by Daniel Jones there after they're able to get the punt return and get in the red zone there in the final minute. Just how big of a play was that by Daniel?
Yeah, big. You know, Daniel's played 6 games this year and last year, but 6 games this year. He's been one of our best players on the whole football team. He makes tackles. He's where he's supposed to be. Obviously, he was where he's supposed to be on that play. Made the interception. Fantastic player for us. And, again, not only on the defense side of the ball, but, you know, he's one of the better players we got on our football team. And great leader and a captain. And thrilled to have him and playing really well.
A switch to the offensive side. Joe Mancuso goes the whole way, throws for 226 and a touchdown, and ran for a couple more. But the touchdown pass to Keaston Fuller, the big play after Maine had hit a big play on you to retake the lead. Were you after the home run play to kind of get some momentum back after that?
It was huge. I mean, you know, for us to hit that one, you know, after going down on a big play, you know, we had to pin on the 1-yard line. Then they got a first down and an 87-yard touchdown. That can be a backbreaker. I mean, that can, you know, everybody can start to hang their heads. Oh, it's you know, what's going on? But we didn't. You know, offensively, we came right back and hit a big one, which was huge. And then defensively, went out there and got a couple stops. And, you know, nobody gave up. Nobody quit. And so proud of our guys to get that big one there. And, you know, that was huge for us, no question.
Joe hadn't played in at least significantly in the last few weeks. How did you feel like he performed?
Did a nice job. Hit some really good throws. Hit Keaston on the one touchdown, obviously, and then hit the other. Hit Keaston on a deep ball. Missed some reads. We had a guy open probably for a touchdown the time we kicked the field goal. Threw the wrong guy. Tried to get a little greedy on it, but solid. And you know, Joe can spin it now, and he gets some good, you know, get some good yards for us running the football. So we were pleased with what Joe did, and did not turn the ball over, which was huge.
Before I let you go, playing, you touch on Yale with John and how good they are. Is it tough to break away from conference play here to play a non-conference game like this?
Yeah, probably. Excuse me here. But I think when our guys put the film on and they start studying them, they'll understand, you know, who's coming into town here. It's not a a team that's, I mean, they're really good, and I think our guys will realize that pretty quickly. They got great skill kids. They're so physical up front. They've got guys on defense that can fly around. So, I mean, our guys will figure out that if we don't practice and prepare well, you know, this team is more than capable of running up scores on anybody. So we're going to have to prepare and practice well to, you know, to give ourselves a chance to win.
All right, Russ, hope you feel better. Take care of yourself, and look forward to talking again on next Monday.
Thanks, Rob. See you.
All right. Once again, for media members on the line, just hit star 1 on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here this morning.